Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 7, day 5 of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 7, 27 through 28. Hey, real quick, if you'd like more info on the 10-week Bible study, head over to 10weekbible.com today. We've got lots of helpful resources, links to studies you can lead or read, and a place to sign up for our email list where we will send out weekly updates about the current study as well as news about upcoming studies. All right, thanks. With that, let's jump back into it. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra 7, starting in verse 28. Praise be to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, who has put it into the king's heart to bring honor to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in this way, and who has extended his good favor to me before the king and his advisors and all the king's powerful officials. Because the hand of the Lord my God was on me, I took courage and gathered leaders from Israel to go up with me. Ezra here he's the one finishing this part. We had, the letter from Artaxerxes, and we finished with that yesterday, starting in verse 27. This is Ezra's writing again. We're picking up him taking over the narrative. And starting Monday with chapter 8, we're going to see the list and genealogies of people that Ezra is taking with him. But I love what Ezra has to say here. This is going to be a even shorter podcast than normal today, but I just want to point out that I love what Ezra is saying here. He is giving honor to God for what he put on Artaxerxes' heart. We finished talking about this yesterday. The Lord did this for Ezra. The Lord stirred up Artaxerxes' heart, and there might be a lot of good reasons. I've mentioned things like Esther may have still been the queen mother at this point. There could have been other influences like prophets or just who knows all of the things that could have gone on. But Ezra is acknowledging that no matter what the possibly real world events that took place to bring Artaxerxes to this point, Ezra knows that ultimately it's God. God is the one who has brought this about. God is the one who has put it on Artaxerxes' heart to do all of these things. And how powerful is this that he has given Ezra just basically the kingdom, just turned over money and authority and power to Ezra for the purpose of going and teaching the Israelites, teaching the Jewish exiles who've returned the law of God and to make the sacrifices at the temple and to get back, started working on the temple and build this thing and finish it. How amazing. And again, the Lord is still in the business of doing these kinds of things. He really is. There really are times and places where we cry out to the Lord. And there may be natural means, there may be real interactions and things that happen, but ultimately it's the Lord that stirs up these people's hearts. And very often it's very difficult to see that in the midst of what's going on. It can be very difficult to perceive what the Lord's doing, but when we have hindsight and we look back, we think, wow, that really was the Lord, because, I thought the guy was a good guy, but he didn't love the Lord. He wasn't a church going guy. He wasn't a Christian. And then later on, man, like it was really apparent that he did not love God, but man, the Lord really stirred on that person's heart, during that time period. When we have that hindsight and we look back, which I imagine Ezra is writing with some level of hindsight, these things. And in the midst of it, he might have just been like, well, of course I had the favor of the king. Like we were friends or we were this or we were that. Of course, like he sent me with all of this money and power and authority. And then looking back on it later, it's like, holy cow. Holy cow, that was God. I can almost hear Ezra in this passage. He's not saying this. This is me imagining him thinking this as he's writing it years later. But it's almost like he's saying, holy cow, I had no idea no idea what God was up to at this moment. I just, and he's living life. It's just normal because, yeah, I'm being sent back and he's gung ho and he's doing all this kind of stuff. It's not until he's got time to look back. He's got a hindsight and he's like, wow, that was God. Wow, that was powerful. That's happened in my life. I'm sure that's happened in many of your lives as well. I pray that we can think about those things and remember them and thank the Lord for them, that we would journal and write those things down even today and thank the Lord for how he came through in the midst of situations like this in our own lives. And that we would remember to call out to him in the future when we find ourselves in similar situations. God really is the one who stirs the hearts of kings and of men whose hearts are definitely not soft toward him. The Lord has his way with people. And he has his way with people many times on behalf and in response to our prayers. Our prayers are powerful because there's a very real God. He's very real. There's a very real God, and he really does hear us, and he really does respond. He really does answer our prayers. That's the power of prayer. Because he really does hold sway over the greatest kingdoms in the history of the world. And so he definitely holds sway over whatever is going on in my life and your life. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-week Bible study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's word. Thank you.